It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy and Joey. Joey, a massive announcement for Triple M footy. You've been building this one up and you're very excited.
Oh, yes, we are very excited. Rabsy, I know you are, Billy, the newest member of the Triple M family joining us in 2020. None other than the man that loved the media when he was playing. He was a big fan of the media and now he's crossed to the dark side and he's joined us. Please welcome Rossi Lyon.
Yay! Oh, nice applause, Rabs. You could have got some celebration. Well, welcome, Ross.
Great to be here, part of the Triple M family.
That's better.
great to have you because I don't know you as well as obviously Joey here, and all the St Kilda blokes love you, which is nearly.
Well, most.
Most, yes. Sorry,
most. There's a few we executed that don't quite.
There's been a couple of Twitter rants here.
But they all say what a good bloke he is, and he's funny, and he's this, and he's that, and you got your mannerisms, and we see you as pretty straight down the line when you're coaching, mate. So what is it, Joey?
Well, I want to ask Ross, what do you think has been the biggest misconception of you as a coach that we're going to hopefully see in your personality now that you're in the media?
I'm not sure where to start, Joey. it's a big list.
It is.
So behind closed doors, you know, always support my players. I think that's the job, and you want to do it because you genuinely care about your players. You see what they go through, and I was a hack, and I was like, how do they do what we're asking them to do? So. But at all times in the media, you're trying to represent your club and your members, and sometimes there's things you want to say for yourself or represent yourself, but it's not appropriate, and you're towing the party line. So, in a sense, the shackles will be off, and try and be myself. To my players, they see the true you, if that makes sense. But there's a bit of a situation
there with the media.
You're always on guard a little bit. Try not to put your foot in it, you know, so which is really easy to do. So, look, I'm nervous about the foray in to the things I'm doing. Even though I've got product knowledge, I think I understand the game. To communicate that to the listeners and describe it and try and have an impact, I am a bit nervous about it. And, you know, you see the professionals out there and they do it so well and they've made a living. So, look, I'll have a go.
But we'd love to hear from the coach's point of view and what you're thinking and what they should do and things like that. But you didn't love the media, did you?
I didn't have an opinion on it. To be honest, I couldn't have stuffed it up anymore. I just said a coach, but that was very naive of me. Look, I always – my job was to give content, really.
Yeah.
So I always got feedback that I gave content. and they're really important partners.
Yeah, you know, very.
So, and I prioritise the broadcast partners, really Triple M, AW, the big radio stations that invested in the AFL. And before the new media, it was really Herald Sun and Age. So I went out of my way to service those guys, in particular the broadcasters, because, I mean, Channel 7 West Media funds 65 cents of every dollar in the game. So... And as you get more secure in your coaching and you've been around a little bit and we were playing finals and you feel good, you open yourself up more. From what I started at to where I finished, I think I made inroads, but I'm not there to be their friend. You can't mistake friendliness for them being your friend. Like now, like you guys could try and get me now.
Well, Rossi, you will join Triple M on Sundays this year as a special comments man with Mark Howard, Nathan Brown calling alongside Wayne Carey. So that'll be interesting to see the dynamic. You've got to know your spot there with the duck there and Jay Clark, Ash Chua and Mickey Roberts. So it's a great team on Sundays. You are, Rossi, one of the smartest footy brains that we have come across. Can you give us a little bit of an early snapshot into 2020, who you sort of think of the teams from your experience to beat this year? Who could be the big team that can jump like the Brisbane Lions did last year? And which team do you think is vulnerable that could sort of slide out of the top eight from last season?
Yeah, well, offline we've had a fair few discussions. Not many teams are going to reinvent themselves. I think the first one, Melbourne's got capability.
Yep.
So I think we all recognise if anyone, and Essendon have got capability, but Melbourne have proven to have more. And they've got the big recruits in May. You know, they got Ed Langdon on the wing who really helped their outside run, and then Tomlinson from GWS. Yeah. So they've added run. They're a great contest team. But they need to be able to get on one page and do it under pressure, really. And I think, you know, they're going to be judged early. When I was coaching, as the season opened, I thought, gee, we don't have to do much wrong here to be 0-6.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are, you've got to get that first win early. So I think they're a really interesting case. There's a lot of noise around Essendon. There's a lot of noise around the coaching setup. So I think they've got some great addition. Blake Caracciolo coming in, Caracciolo. Yeah. He'll be super for their bull use.
Yep.
And that transitional coaching handover. And, you know, I ran into Luke Bull and he said, we're actually quite healthy. There's a lot of noise. So, again, they'll be looking to start well. I think there's only about two spots in the eight.
Yep.
I think the others, Richmond should be favourites. They're a great team. I think West Coast with the addition of Tim Kelly, that mid and that Nui healthy and that first use.
Yeah, it's scary.
And their system, and they've got the key forwards, key backs. I think Kennedy healthy. They're going to be, and those home games, you get over there on the 170 metres in 35 degree heat early in the season, they'll be rolling. And GWS, that natural improvement from their kids. I think they're the three. And then what Geelong did, how they improved their system last year, I think it was a great coaching performance and playing performance. But, you know, can they continue to grow? I'm not too sure. And Collingwood as well have got enormous talent. So I think there's only one or two spots. And the Dogs continuing on being exciting.
Norton six. So you were looking ahead 6 weeks, not 1 week at a time. So you know you'd say, we're just looking at next week. We're looking at next week. But really, you'd look at 6 or 7 weeks ahead.
No, but that would help me take care of the present because I'd look at what was coming. And honestly, you never see an easy game. We had a brilliant win round one. And then you're flying 5 or 6 hours up to play the Gold Coast in hot, humid conditions and distracted on the Gold Coast, and you think, this is going to be tough. You know?
Who, you're so the players.
Me, Jupiter's Casino.
A couple of bars. No. Silverlaki joints. Hey, Roscoe, we're going to have a lot of fun because we love to talk about your favourite player, which was, who was his favourite player?
Oh, Lenny.
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 You're always enormous, Lenny.
Indisputable.
And a player. I want to talk to him as a player because he was a hard, tough player.
I was a fully-fledged hack. No, to be honest, that's embarrassing.
You had new. What were you doing? Jiu-jitsu or karate or something? Were you? Someone told me that when you were playing.
He just grew up in Preston and learned how to defend himself.
Honestly, I'm 53 and done. I feel like I didn't even play. Like
same.
I look back. And we look like it too, Billy.
Ross Lyon will be fantastic on Triple M this year.
Yeah, on Sundays. You can hear him on the Sunday Rub and the games on Sundays as well. It is the Rush Hour, Triple M.